Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
More people have commented and been like, oh, you got to get that when you go to Fairview Tavern. Like, you got to get this. You got to check in with that. Like, people love this place.
And when you tell them that you tried the Marty sauce, it's like you're...
Had yourself a Marty party.
You're one of the original people. You know, like where I'm now is much of this place is the... Pink Floyd regalia. Yeah. Like, I'm practically a member of Pink Floyd now that I've had a Marty party.
You sound really into it if someone's like, oh, you ever go to Fairview Tavern? You ever been there? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've had a Marty party there. Yeah, yeah. I've had the Marty sauce with those wings. You can't beat it.
You know, if you get a full set of boneless wings here and you listen to the full side of Wish You Were Here, it actually lasts the entirety of... A set of boneless wings here.
Oh, you see, I thought the ranch would turn into blue cheese or something like that. I thought
No. Okay. I think what you're talking about is hallucinogenics.
Ah.
I'm merely, it's the exact same thing as The Wall and The Wizard of Oz. Exact same thing.
Yeah.
But with Marty Party Wings and Wish You Were Here.
Okay.
The superior album. Somebody had to say it. Meanwhile.
Glad you finally did.
Let's get to who's hot, who's not. Heart of Ohio Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Keep warm with the Heart of Ohio. No strings attached. $96 precision furnace tune-up there. Let's start with who's hot there, JP.
All right, for who's hot, I'm gonna stay with the wide receivers for the Browns. And I think it's going to end up cooling down tonight, and that's why I want to pick them before they end up having
the
just a... Yeah, the weather, it's all it is. It's got nothing to do with Cedric Tillman. It's got nothing to do with Jerry Jeudy or any of these guys. I'm just so concerned about this weather tonight. Although, the weather report, the last one you gave me, with only 11-mile-per-hour winds was nice.
Yeah.
Much nicer than the 25-mile-per-hour forecast that we had.
Well, that's because I finally got on the right app. That's what happened.
Is that what that was?
Another update coming up. All right, so that was who's hot, who's not.
Who's not, it's going to be the Browns defense. They've let me down in a way where you're seeing the Steelers with the number two defense in the NFL. This should be a mano-a-mano matchup. Like, this should be great defense versus great defense, and at this point, Nick, it just is.
That is who's hot, who's not. Courtesy of Heart of Ohio Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Keep warm with the Heart of Ohio, no strings attached, $96 precision furnace tune-up. So we've been talking about Adam Schefter on ESPN saying, as of right now, all things are safe here in Cleveland. They've got extensions, don't you know? Well, Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Morning Boys earlier today and got into that same thing. And there was something about the way she said this that got me thinking here. Let's play Mary Kay.
I've heard all the chatter. I really don't think that that's in the cards. Now, I've been around plenty of Pittsburgh Steelers games where the coach got fired afterwards. I don't think that this is going to be one of those times. I really don't see it. I think that Jimmy's going to exercise patience and evaluate this whole thing and, take his time and take a really good look at it after the season. I really do believe that they will maintain the status quo and just get through the rest of this season. I don't think it's going to serve anybody to shake anything up after this game. They've got a lot of games coming up in short order. They've got an appearance on Hard Knocks where they're going to be all over. I don't know what the answers are going to be coming from the Browns. We are not hearing anything, of course, from Jimmy Haslam. When I do see Jimmy Haslam outside at practice and around the building, he doesn't look happy right now. But why would he look happy right now? I don't know if that means he's ready to blow everything up or he's not. But the word that I keep getting from anybody that I ask is that that's not going to be the case right now. That's not what the order of the day is going to be.
So we continue to hear phrases like right now, but are you familiar with the phrase selling a fight?
Yeah.
So my buddy Stan used to use it all the time. And basically, it's when you want to put on a good face, but you know that there's some truthful things down the road you got to deal with. So it's basically spinning something for your own good that isn't entirely true.
Okay, I took it way too literal. Okay, thank you for the explanation.
All right, so basically, I think, and I'm not saying that Mary Kay or Adam or any of these people, they are reporting what they're hearing, and I really do believe that. So this, I don't want to make it seem like they're doing this. But I think if that's what the team is selling to their reporters, I think they're selling a fight. I think they keep focusing on the right now because right now the conditions are not right to make some sort of move. And if you did, like if you fired Kevin after the Saints loss, it would have been same old Browns conversation. The Browns would have had egg on their face. No, if you're going to do this for either of them or any of them, you have to do it at the right time. And the right time is when you finish the season 3-14 or 2-15.
Okay, so I'm kind of looking at Jimmy Haslam, and because it's interesting that he, I mean, it's his decision. He's the owner, right? And it seems like he's driving the bus on all this. So I'm taking that for what it's worth. But it kind of feels like Jimmy Haslam has entered a sports radio zone. You know, one thing I think that was really good for sports radio host Nick was the idea that, and this has only really been in the past couple years,
that I was always right.
Yeah, but sports radio hosts evolved. They evolved off of that. It was, I was always right, to then, oh, there's new information. And with new information, I don't have to dig my heels into anything because new information presented itself. Mm-hmm. Old sports radio hosts would dig themselves in. They'd have the new information, but they'd be like, hey, I said Darius Garland stinks, so for the next 6 months, Darius Garland stinks. No, the evolved, recent, two-year sports radio host is like, oh, new information. And I feel like that's what Jimmy Haslam is using right now. He's using the, as of right now, Kevin Stefanski's safe, he's got his job. But if they do what you think they're going to do, Nick, and you've been saying they'll finish with two wins or so, somewhere in that camp, well, that's new information for Jimmy Haslam, ergo he reserves the right to change his mind.
Here's the other thing. Do you think, because all the, like Ross yesterday accused people like you and me of getting more coaches and GMs fired.
Yeah,
it's the
our,
fans.
Well, our knee-jerk reactions after half of a decade, my goodness.
Yeah, but the idea
not
is...
Not everything takes 12 years, Ross. I mean, some things, that's why I love American Idol. Those judges are in 12 seconds. They know, can you not sing?
How much of this should matter? How much of this, I'm not talking about our show, but I'm talking about the media reaction and the fan reaction. How much should that matter to the fates of Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry? Because I do think the reason why they might not be considered in hot water yet is wanting to minimize that blowback of people going, ah, same old Browns.
So I like that you bring up this question because I feel like it's something that the morning show has kind of latched on. And it was, I think the morning show, one thing that I love about their show is that I think they really do understand the Cleveland sports fan in a way, right? And they are driving the idea that you have to appease the fan. At some point, you got to do it for the fans. You have to read the room almost and acknowledge when a fan is saying enough is enough. And if not, if you lose the fan, then you lose the whole entire enterprise, you know? And I don't know that Jimmy Haslam is looking at it from that perspective.
I mean, he is trying to build a sparkling little dome.
I just don't know. If the way I look at it from Jimmy Haslam's perspective, I feel like he listened to the fans so many times and he had those knee-jerk reactions, and I think this is it. This is him. If I believe what I believe right now and that he's taking Stefanski into the offseason, this is him trying to turn over a new leaf. And this is him saying, I listened to the fan for the first 7 years that I was doing this. Now is the time to do something different. Because I think he's a smart enough guy to understand that you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. I'm not going to say the line, Nick. I'm not going to say
it. That sounds like insanity in the definition of it to me.
But expecting something different to happen. And I'm going to give him credit.
It's a microcosm of something.
I'm going to give him credit in this regard, is that I feel like he looked at the Steelers. He looked at some of these franchises that give coaches a long enough time to figure it out. And I think he wants to be that.
But here's the thing. What's funny about it, I think there is an element, and it's, I don't think it's just Jimmy. I think we overcomplicate it. I think everybody's involved with the ownership group. I think it's very much more of a quorum than maybe it was 7 or 8 years ago. But that being what you just said there is interesting. Do people think Jimmy hasn't had a thought of firing these guys before?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He had to have. And specifically,
instances where I believe in the past he would have done it, he didn't do it.
Well, like specifically the 2022 season where...
That's what we've dubbed the first mulligan.
The first mulligan because... Well, actually, the first mulligan is whatever happened with Baker and siding with Stefanski and Barry in the disillusion the disillusion of that marriage with Baker. But even the next year, you had two straight losing seasons, and 2022 was worse than 2021. You went from 8 wins to 7 wins. And by the way, the six games your $230 million quarterback played in, he looked awful, and he didn't look like he fit the system.
Right.
That was an opportunity to bail.
Well, and I think a lot of people at that time said, oh, well, now he's involved with the crew, and oh, he's buying the Bucks, and he's got all these different ventures. Guys, that wasn't it. You guys act like he had so many other things going on, he wouldn't pay attention to the thing that has made him so wealthy beyond belief. Like, he'd pay attention to the Browns. Of course he would. Of course he would. And I just think he's trying to turn over a new leaf.
216-474-0092. We're talking about Kevin Stefanski, whether his job should be on the line tonight. That doesn't mean literally he gets fired. I have to spell that out for Ken. Sometimes he takes things I say very literally. It doesn't mean he gets fired tomorrow if you lose, but the idea that if you lose tonight and you lose poorly, that it just becomes a matter of time for Kevin Stefanski. Is that what is at stake today? More on that and kickoff conditions, keys to the game. One more hour to go with Nick and JP next on 92.3 The Fan.